Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
You are listening to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy, Chief Guide at thebucketlistretreats.com. Kelly is the curious host who takes us along as we learn the ins and outs of travel to fascinating places that tap into our hearts and turn us into lifelong travelers, adventurers, and wanderers. Now, our friend in travel, Kelly.
Hello, and welcome to Travel Talk on the eWomen Radio Network. I'm your hostess, once again, Kelly Morgan Mealy, your new friend in travel and chief guide at bucketlistretreats.com if you would like to go check us out there. But most importantly, while you're there, please join the travel club. And today, at the end of our broadcast, I'm going to go into detail about the travel club and what we do and why you want to be a part of my tribe. So listen in later on at the end of the show. On Travel Talk, we are discussing the five W's of travel: the who, the what, the where, the when, and as much as we can in between. Our topic today is venue, where to go in this big, beautiful world of ours. Get out your pen and paper or open notes on your phone or tablet, because we are going to give you three solid ways to pick where to go on your next vacation, retreat, or sabbatical. Hey, what did the alpaca say when you asked him to go on vacation? Alpaca my bags. Now that's a positive and fun traveler, if you ask me. If you have a joke like that, please send it to me, hashtag travel talk. Our goal is to get you out in the world. Who? You, that's who. So many times when I talk to people about travel, they glaze over because it's simply not in their vocabulary. On Travel Talk, we ask you to simply consider it. We like to share some good travel news to offset the often exaggerated stories heard in mainstream media. And I encourage you to do a simple search of travel blogs, because if once you read a few of those, it will be all you need to know about the wonders of travel and what awaits you. Today, while travel can be expensive, it is more available to us than ever before. The modes of transportation to places we long to see are really attainable. This week alone, major airlines added more destinations, and Royal Cruise Lines launched the largest cruise ship ever, Harmony. Oh, my favorite Elton John song. It's got to be a beautiful ship. I can't wait to see it. Why are they doing this? They obviously know that the market must be increasing, even though a surprisingly large number of Americans give up their vacation time each and every year. Could it be that Americans are changing? I think so. Are we starting to realize that all work and no play makes us dull? Did you know that while Americans are working and giving away their vacation, the rest of the world is traveling? They are expanding their knowledge of this earth and its people, languages, cultures. Their love of travel is as surprising as their number of languages they know, often two, three, or more to our one. Don't let language be a barrier, however. English is still the one and only international language. However, when traveling abroad, brushing up on a few simple pleasantries is often a great part of the trip. Merci. Now, we all know that traveling takes a lot of planning. Like anything else, that is where the journey begins. Sometimes it is so much easier to just go to work and dream of where you wish to go rather than sitting down and actually planning it out, even though in your heart you want to see the world. There comes a time in your life when home becomes mundane, doesn't it? You feel the need to go somewhere and see something. A change of scenery is just what you need. You've made your home beautiful and uplifting, but you wonder, what else is out there? What am I missing? It's funny, when we're traveling, the one thing that we often do is buy trinkets and things for our home. It's a nostalgic way to bring back a bit of that place to our sanctuary. Could it be that your home is asking you to go out into the world and fill it up? Travel adds value with our exchange of currency and the knowledge of that other human being. Probably my most favorite thing to do while traveling is to buy an item from the area from an artist that I have actually met. It means so much when I look at the piece, when I brought it home, I see in the piece, their face, their eyes. It's a wonderful thing. Could it be that you need a change of pace? Isn't it funny how if you live in the city, you long for the calm of the country. And if you live in the country, you long for the beat of the city. Maybe you feel boxed in. No matter if you're in the country or in the city, if you live and work within a few four walls, the thought of wide open spaces almost boggles your mind. If you were lucky when you were a little child, your parents took you on vacation to some great places and instilled a sense of wanderlust in you. Maybe you were one of those kids that backpacked through Europe on the Eurorail after high school or college and became a bit of a travel expert yourself. Sometimes even experienced travelers have a hard time picking their next venue. They, more than anyone else, know the joy of travel and that the choices abound. So today on Travel Talk, we want to give you 3 key insights on how to pick a venue and set some real travel goals. So here is where I need you to take out your piece of paper, and maybe this is something that you will even move to an Excel spreadsheet, because what we are going to do is create your bucket list. Actually, write one out, the top 50 places you want to travel to. And if you put it on an Excel spreadsheet, you will be able to alter it, add places, move places around. And most fun for us list makers is checking things off of your bucket list. Now, you probably won't have a hard time getting to 50 places that you want to go to. But if you do, I want you to start thinking big, huge, and write that down. If 50 was easy for you, by all means, keep writing. That was the assignment in my first travel writing class. Write your top 100 places to see before you die. For me, it was hard. I really had to stretch to do that. And travel was my heart's desire. I had to get in touch with my heart. And the first thing that I noticed, and you might too, is that I never dreamed I'd get to go to Morocco. For me, it was quite presumptuous to write that on my list. I want you to not do that. Where are the places you truly long to see? Maybe you've forgotten that when you read Mark Twain, how much you wanted to see the mighty Mississippi. Or that song about walking St. Thomas Beach a million times. Oh, didn't it make you want to go there? So try to remember. If you can't, don't worry. This exercise will stimulate those deeply buried dreams of yours. It may be 2 days later or next week, and something will pop up and remind you, oh yeah, I did want to see the Great Wall of China. Doing this one simple procedure puts you in a travel mindset. From here on out, when you hear someone say something about your number one place or even your 27th place, you'll think, hey, That is on my bucket list. One thing that just might amaze you is how travel opportunities begin to appear as this topic gets mulled on and discussed. You may be at a Friday night get together with a friend, and he says, "Hey, what's up?" You tell him, "I've been writing my bucket list of places to go, places I want to travel to." And before you know it, the whole night is consumed by this topic of travel. He discusses where he wants to go. You discuss where you want to go. And before the evening is through, he says, "Hey, I know that Paris is number one on your bucket list, but next week I'm doing a conference in New York City. If you want to come along and share my room, that would be great." Now, New York City may be toward the bottom of your list, or maybe it's not even on your list, but now the opportunity has presented itself to you on a silver platter. Eat it! All right, number two, back to the bucket list. This is where putting it on an Excel spreadsheet comes in handy. However, a piece of paper with four columns will work just as well. We're going to assign the time and the money it takes to go to that venue in the style that you want to travel in. What do I mean by that? I mean, are we talking camping or luxury travel? There's so many varying levels of every type of travel. So we really have to consider it. Are we boondocking in a tent or are we staying at the Ritz? Okay, we're getting a little bit off track here, so it's a good time to do a station break. When we get back, I'm going to share a story about a certain book club and how they manage to travel in style to the venues that they read about. I'm also going to finish our top three ways to pick our venue. And don't forget, at the bottom of today's show, we're talking Travel Club.
You're connected to the EWN Radio Network.
This year at Bucket List Retreats, we are featuring women's retreats in Tulum, Mexico, Portland, Oregon, Marrakesh, Morocco, and our co-ed adventure to Machu Picchu, Peru. Go to bucketlistretreats.com. Join our travel club for inside tips, fun travel conversation, and freebies only available in email. Bucket List Retreats. Where do you want to go? Now back to Travel Talk with Kelly Morgan Mealy.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the show. It's Kelly from Bucket List Retreats. If you missed the beginning of the show, please go back and take a listen to hear our number one way to start planning your bucket list of top travel venues. Like I mentioned, when our book club visited Savannah, Georgia, we didn't want to stay in some sterile hotel room. And we found that when we pooled our money together, we could rent this luxurious Georgian walk-up, three-story walk-up in the middle of downtown Savannah. And it truly made you feel like you were in the book Gone with the Wind or Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, which were two stories that we were thinking about, of course, the whole time we were there. Now, let's go back to our bucket list. Let's say your top three places are Australia, the Caribbean, and Disneyland. Number one, Australia. For me, if I am going to fly for 20 hours somewhere, I want to get the most bang for my buck. I want to see absolutely as much as I can while I'm there. And after a quick search online, I found a 22-day tour through not only Australia, but New Zealand as well. Bang for buck for $6,000. This tour includes transportation by land, sea, and air, luxury accommodations each night, and local cuisine. My fellow travelers, that's how I want to see Australia and New Zealand. Is it doable with my obligations and finances? Well, that's another show. But for now, we'll put in 22 days next to Australia. Number two, the Caribbean. Now with my miles, and we all have miles, right? If you don't, and you truly want to travel, you must get your miles. Now, as I was saying, with my miles through my airline today, I found a Norwegian Cruise Line Caribbean cruise that included many cities in 7 days for slightly over $1,000 per person. Bang buck here, folks. Flights, accommodations, food, pools, beaches, oceans, excursions, explorations, pampering all the way. This trip hits all the points I am looking for, so we put in 7 days next to the Caribbean. And now on to Disneyland. Now, we live in Arizona and can drive my Subaru there and back with two Phillips. It's a half a day drive, one day at Disneyland, 1 day at the beach, and then a half a day drive home. You may have to add flights, and you may choose Disney World over Disneyland, but let's just put in the number of days it would take for you to completely enjoy yourself on this trip. For me, I put in 4 days because I've been to California a lot and don't have the need to see any other theme parks or Rodeo Drive or Beverly Hills. I do, however, always make time for the beach and a fish taco when in SoCal. Now we have our top three places and the time it's going to take for us to thoroughly enjoy ourselves. So let's add in the cost in the next column. I mentioned the cost of Australia and the Caribbean, and I calculate with gas, food, lodging, and tickets to Disneyland for four, my trip will cost about $1,250. So now what do we see when we look at our list? What I see is that it's going to take me a long time to save the $12,000 and the miles that it's going to cost my husband and myself to go to Australia. However, I can do the 7-day Caribbean cruise as well as Disneyland this year and still save specifically for the Australia trip and other trips that pop up. You know, when your girlfriend calls and says, hey, do you want to go to Boston? The fun thing about the list is that you may want to continue adding columns for miles needed, date or time of year if you really want to get detailed, or you know that particular location is best at a specific time of year, like Iceland in the winter to witness the Aurora Borealis or Northern Lights, or if you know that you can only do one large vacation a year, so you have to stagger those out. If you have to go to Europe in August, it would be hard to schedule South America just a few short months later in December, which is considered a great time to visit South America. So going back to your list and when you want to do this trip, for example, this is number three. When do you want to go to the place on your bucket list? Like if you want to take your grandkids on the Disney cruise, you'll want to do that in the next 5 years before they're teenagers. Or you want to climb all 528 stairs, which I've done, to the top of the dome in St. Paul's Cathedral in London, or hike to Machu Picchu, which I have not done and hope to do. Both of these things take a certain level of fitness, right? And we are probably going to need to get on them sooner than later. Another fun thing to do is to break this out in decades. You can do that on your bucket list and it might call for another column. This decade, I want to be a solo traveler and go to Asia. This decade, I want to travel with family and see all 50 states. This decade, I want to go on holiday with friends to Paris and Vienna. This decade, I want to cruise and tour the world, stepping foot on every single continent. See what I mean? It's pretty easy to plan out your whole life in travel. Let's take a look at our bucket list. When you plan out the places that you want to go to and the price and the time that it's going to take you to go and when you think you can go, the next thing you know, you have a beautiful plan for travel. Make this document a living document, one that grows and changes over time. Let's talk more about venue on your bucket list. Time and time again, I hear people remark, "It's so touristy," when referring to some places to go or things or events to see, like Mardi Gras in New Orleans or the Mona Lisa in Paris. It's just not remote enough or unique enough. To some, flying to London may be mundane, but to you, it's your first international adventure. What I'm saying is to follow your heart. If putting London, Paris, and Rome at the top of your list is what you want, then put it at the top of your list. You'll see Big Ben, the Eiffel Tower, the Colosseum. Check, 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 right off of your bucket list. And may I suggest a tour, by the way? It's a great way to knock out those places that are on pretty much everyone's bucket list. You'll probably be more likely to go to Orlando, Chicago, or the beach first. But once again, if we are checking off our list, no matter where we go, we are learning to travel, and it can be an art. This first step of creating a bucket list with all of the information you require on that specific trip, like any list of goals, will lead you in that path. There are times in our lives when getting to that place is impossible with our families and obligation, but then we all know how once in a blue moon, all the kids are away at camp. A tax refund came in the mail. And you have some time and the money to go somewhere, to learn, to expand, and to transform. As we learn how the rest of the world operates, it brings us a certain calm, knowing that 99% of the world is calm, loving, kind-hearted, and doing well. Now we have a travel plan, solid information to go by. We may encourage our family members to create their own to compare with ours. The joy of imagining yourself in these places truly can be half of the fun. Plan your journey and you're halfway there. And as promised, I wanted to talk to you a bit about Travel Club. It's a unique perspective on group travel. During my research on organizing retreats, I find the most amazing people and places. They want nothing more than to share their homes and their countries with us. So once we have a group together, we will plan our... I hope you've enjoyed today's show, talking about venue and your bucket list. I have a lineup of fantastic guests about to be interviewed for the show, so I hope you continue to listen each and every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Have a beautiful week, everyone, and wherever you go, go with all of your heart. Bon voyage!
This is the EWN Radio Network.